curated to encourage leaders at all levels to be their best selves and to bring a fresh, curious perspective to today's issues in business and culture. Our goal is to equip listeners with the resources to always move forward.
Welcome to the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. I'm Carla Sones, and we're switching things up a little bit today. You're used to hearing Ron Kitchens come in at this point and say, "I'm doing awesome." But today we have a new person on the podcast. Well, she's new to the podcast, I should say, but she's not new to our team. And I'm just really stoked to introduce Sarah Mansberger, who is currently working at Southwest Michigan First under Ron Kitchens, leading our Leadership and Organizational Development Division. And today we're going to be talking about a few things that Sarah has done a lot of studying about and just has a lot to share with the listening audience. So I'm really excited. Sarah, thank you so much for being here and giving up some time to share with the Always Forward listening audience.
Thanks for having me. I'm doing awesome, Carla.
Thank you. That's exactly what Ron Kitchens would say. So we're going to go ahead and dive in here, Sarah. Is there anything before we get started that you want to make sure the listening audience knows about you before we dive a little bit deeper into our topic for today?
Sure. Well, I appreciate the introduction. As Carla shared, I'm in charge of leading our leadership division here, and it's just such a rich job. I get to work with leaders from a wide variety of different industries and organization types and sizes, both in a consulting capacity and also when leaders come to us to participate in training and cohort-based programs where we're thinking about different aspects of leadership. So it's a really rich role, and I look forward to sharing a little bit of what I've learned along the way.
So Sarah, today's topic, we're going to really be focusing on four ways to overcome burnout and disengagement. And I know, and I know you know, that this time of year, especially right before the holidays, where you're finishing up for some people a fiscal year, a calendar year for all, it just gets a little crazy with holiday time. And this is a time where burnout can happen any time of the year, but you can really start to see it in folks during this time of the year. So I'm going to turn it over to you to just really describe what burnout is to the listening audience.
Okay, I'm going to take a little wisdom from the Mayo Clinic here and give you their definition. All right, Mayo says, and we know it, right? We know what this feels like, a state of physical, emotional, or mental exhaustion combined with doubts about your competence and the value of your work. In short, you're spent and you're asking questions, right? What am I doing? Oh, I don't know that I'm really the contributor that I thought I was. Of course, we know when we're tired, this really happens when we're pulled in a lot of different directions, as we tend to be, as you mentioned, at the end of the year, at holiday time. You know, the pull between work and family can be intense, and especially staring down these final weeks of work. So Mayo tells it to us like it is. We feel it in our bones, and we start to ask questions about what we're actually bringing to the table as a result.
So I love that definition, and I especially like that it includes the doubts about your performance, because often we just think about it looking like somebody who's really tired and kind of overwhelmed, but that doubt factor is, I think, what differentiates it for many people. Talk to a little bit more about what the signs of burnout for your own self. Like, if you're a leader and you're thinking to yourself, am I just stressed about the season? Or am I really experiencing signs of burnout? Or maybe you're observing it in others. What are some of the key kind of symptoms, if we will, that you would be looking for?
Sure. Well, first, I think it's important to really distinguish between burnout and stress, right? We all experience stress. And, you know, there is really healthy stress. There's the type of stress, rather, that really motivates us to perform. It's sometimes fuel to the fire. But when we think about burnout, again, it's that, you know, symptoms like you're not just tired, but you describe yourself as being exhausted, right? You just can't shake exhaustion. Maybe an area where you've previously had a lot of passion, you don't have that passion anymore. And there's an overall kind of negative outlook or cynicism. That's a sign, especially when you see a team member who's usually known for, you know, being generally upbeat or a good team player. When you start to see some of that cynicism creep in, that can be a good flag to pay attention to, and in yourself as well. Sometimes our emotions get the best of us when we are in this state of burnout. You lose it a little bit, right? You might have a moment where you go, I can't believe I just said that. I can't believe I just did that. Or even if you can keep it contained, you feel it. You know, you feel that emotion within your body. you know, at its most self-critical too, you know, as Mayo is pointing us toward, you can start to really question what you're bringing to the table. You might even question your own sense of self-worth. And that's a big deal. That really has an impact on people's sense of optimism, as we know. And at its worst, people can really start to feel hopeless. They might, for that reason, stop being as social as they once were. You might notice that, you know, someone who normally is chatty in the office is quieter. They might be removing themselves, just trying to be really heads down. You might do that too, you know. And sometimes when we're at our most stressed, we remove ourselves from that social interaction, when actually that can be the antidote that can help us. But we tend to pull ourselves away because we just don't feel like we're someone other people want to be around. And of course, then physically too. What happens when you get really stressed, really, really stressed, and you're in that burnout territory? You get sick.
So Sarah, all of those are really good signs of burnout. And I know that what's really tricky as a leader is not just recognizing these signs in yourself and other people, but actually really thinking about the impact that it has on your organization and, you know, overall profitability, but also just ways to overcome, because the goal isn't to get here and then for everyone to just walk away from the job or the stress, or, you know, there's ways to overcome. So I want to get there to those ways of overcoming. But first, I want to talk about, from a company standpoint, why is this such a big deal? We're hearing more and more about burnout. And why is this topic such a big deal as we begin to think about companies and how they're being successful in today's economy?
Well, we know everyone, in so many places, people are struggling to find the talent they need, right? And recruiting is one aspect. Retention is so huge, right? If we know companies are struggling to get folks in the door to meet their talent needs, we know retention becomes even more important. So for that reason, you know, when we think about the connection between burnout and retention, what happens to a burned out employee? They're not productive, right? They're not going to be engaged. We know Gallup, a lot of people are familiar with the statistic. Gallup offers the figure that about 1/3 of U.S. employees say that they're engaged on the job. 1/3 say they're engaged on the job. I can guarantee that those third that are not the folks who are burned out, right? So the connection between engagement and burnout is real. I should say disengagement, right? And burnout is real. But back to that retention piece. If I'm feeling burned out, I'm probably not asking the question, what more can I do? I'm starting to ask the question, where else could I go? How do I get away from this feeling? How do I get back into this space where I am being social, where I do have hope, where I feel like I can show up and really contribute? I'm probably starting to ask those questions about, is this place a fit for me? Is this a place where I can continue to perform and be productive and really be of value to the organization? So it's important as a leader to pay attention to this in yourself, of course. If you yourself are asking those questions, saying, gosh, is this environment conducive to me being a healthy, productive, happy person? Think about your employees who might be asking those questions too. It's really important to pay attention to these things so that you yourself can have the longevity that you're looking for with your employer, and that your employees can as well, especially at this time of year when we know that other stressors can really apply for people.
Sarah, thank you so much for bringing up the retention issue, because I think that's really, really important and critical for any leaders that are out there. And, you know, when an employee hits that point of burnout, sometimes you don't think about the cost of them actually choosing to leave a position. And there's a statistic out there from Deloitte that really talks about turnover costs. And it really, by the time that you replace that employee, it ends up being, you know, 1.5 to 2 times their salary just to replace them. So it's not as simple for the individual to just up and leave. And it's certainly not as simple for the organization to have that be the way that somebody copes with burnout, is to remove themselves from the position. So what are the ways? We talked about it, the onset of the podcast, there being 4 ways that you could really beat burnout. And I think that's where we want to spend the bulk of our time today, is really, how do you beat it when you see it? So Sarah, what are those 4 ways that, you know, you kind of, as you are teaching others and giving the warning signs for burnout? I know you've done this talk for many companies here in Kalamazoo, Michigan, but what are the 4 ways that you really recommend that people take a look at in order to overcome this issue of burnout?
Sure. You know, number one, prevention is the best medicine. And one of the ways that you can actually prevent, and when you get to that space where you recognize, oh, burnout is creeping in, self-awareness, tuning in to really check in with yourself mentally, physically, and asking yourself, how am I showing up today? Right? How do I feel physically in my body? Where am I mentally? This sounds like such an elemental thing. It is an elemental thing, but how many of us take the time to do it? You know, the difference between being self-aware and putting an intentional practice in place can be the difference between being self-aware and leading to burnout versus recognizing some of those precursors going, oh gosh, I have been more negative than usual. I need to take some steps. Is there a crucial conversation I need to have? Is there a project I really need to get on top of? Is there something that's going on personally for me that I know is really affecting my performance at work? Tuning in. It's amazing how much that habit of being self-aware can do for us to prevent burnout down the line. That's number one. Number two, you know, especially when you feel overwhelmed or in the face of, you know, some of these questions, questioning your worth, doubting your ability to perform, how can you help dial down that emotional reaction, right? And that's really an in-the-moment strategy. If I have that moment of recognition where I go, gosh, I can feel the wave of overwhelm just taking over, how do you, number one, of course, tune in to recognize that, know what that feels like in yourself? Number two, recognize that it's there for you. And then sometimes take a literal step back. Take an actual step back from where you are physically. You might need to walk out of the room where you are physically and have, you know, sometimes I talk about having an escape hatch. What's your escape hatch, right? Do you go for a walk? Do you literally sit and breathe with your eyes closed for 5 minutes? It's really about calming that emotional response when you have a moment of recognition, because it helps put you in that space where you can be logical and really thinking about your own state of mind in a way that puts you back in the driver's seat. Bigger picture, if you reach that moment of recognition, you go, oh, I've tuned in. I am not in a great place. I've dialed down in the moment, but now I need to do something bigger, right? This is where that social support is so, so important. Who is your person, or who are your people inside the office, out of the office, in your personal life, in your family, your friends? You know who those folks are. Recognize the moment when you need to reach out to them. And you know, it can be so counterintuitive, because precisely when you feel overwhelmed, that's, you might not want to be a burden, right? I don't want to be a burden to somebody. I don't want to lay this on somebody. It's right before the holidays and I'm about to lose it. You should pick up the phone, right? You should tap somebody on the shoulder, go have lunch, go have a coffee. So many of us hold on to things because we don't want to be a burden. We don't want to put that on someone else. You never know. The person that you're talking to might feel just the same way or have been there last week or last year and really be able to be a sounding board. You know, you really need to make that time to fill your bucket, and that social support is so, so critical. That's big, right? That can feel big and intimidating. And then sometimes counterintuitively, to beat against burnout, we need to start really small, right? When we reach that moment of burnout, we sometimes go, oh, I need a redo, right? I need a total makeover and a big reveal at the end, and I'm the new me after my New Year's resolution, right? All those are fine and good goals, but we know that sometimes just focusing on those small behaviors in your day or in your routine or in your week that can make a big difference for you. Things like, for example, right, I want to be able to have a little bit more of that social time. I'm going to set a goal for myself to have one meaningful social interaction this week that fills my bucket. Do it. Do it consistently. It's those small habits where you can show yourself that you're making progress. Half the battle is showing yourself that you're making progress, especially if you need to fly in the face of something that might lead you to feel otherwise, a sense of hopelessness. You need to show yourself that incremental progress, or have someone else on your team have that sense that you're making a step forward.
So just to recap, Sarah, the four ways that you kind of mentioned, which I think are excellent, are first to really tune in with yourself and do a little checkup with yourself on how you really are doing mentally and physically. Try to dial down, finding ways to relax when you're in those moments, really prioritizing self-care, seeking support, which is, you know, finding that trusted coworker or trusted friend and getting some of that social support that, as you said, might fill your bucket. And then lastly, making a tiny plan, which I really appreciate. And I think great leaders, when they start to feel overwhelmed, they have a natural go-to of something that, for me, it's going back to inbox zero. Like as soon as I start to feel like I'm losing it, I need to go clean my email out. And it gives you that sense of like, this is what's priority. This is what I can let go of. That fresh start is usually something that's very energizing for me and helps me to feel like I can kind of get back on my game, so to speak. So I really like those four ways to beat burnout. I'm sure that our listening audience has other tactics that they have used, and we'd love to hear from you. If you have an idea that you want to share with the listening audience, you can always reach out to Ron and share your tactics for how you beat burnout at ron@ronkitchens.com. Sarah, thank you so much for being here today and sharing your insights on burnout with us and with the listening audience. We always appreciate hearing from you. You're so wise beyond your years, as I always say.
Thank you, Carla. It's been a pleasure to be here today.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's wisdom from Sarah and Carla. The Always Forward podcast will be taking a break for the holidays, but we'll be back again on January 7th. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, whatever your tradition is, may this season bring you joy, love, and grace.
Thanks for joining us. We hope today's conversation inspired you to keep moving forward on your leadership journey. To connect with Ron, you can tweet him at Ron Kitchens or send him a message via ronkitchens.com. If you are listening via iTunes, please leave a review. It really helps us connect to you, grow our impact, and keep moving always forward.